how long do you tend to work on a working day? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 perhaps? Well, there have been strikes in Greece and thousands have protested against a controversial law that could see an optional 13-hour working day introduced. Greece has been struggling economically and workers face lower average wages compared to other European Union states. It also has the highest share in the bloc of employees working more than 45-hour weeks already. That's according to the EU's statistics agency. Let's go to Athens and speak to one of those potentially impacted by these changes to working hours, the archaeologist Yanis Smanois. Welcome to the programme, Yanis. How could this impact you, do you think?
There is generally a lot of discussion about that on the news. The construction industry, where archaeology is actually being employed, is one of these fields that they're going to be affected by these changes. So there is this new introduction of an agreement between employees and employers where the employee will be able to work 13 hours a day. Or, of course, under agreement with the employer. But, of course, there is all these difficult terms and conditions to be discussed, and it is not clear yet. There is a lot of employees that are afraid that if they refuse to work 13 hours a day, they are going to be fired. And this is, of course, one of these issues that is being currently discussed.
Yeah, and I imagine getting protections in would be vital. But in an industry like construction, is it also true that it is quite easy to fire people or simply not employ people if you don't like what they're saying? That it would be hard to protect people who didn't want to do those longer hours?
I guess there is, in constructions, this special case where there is lack of skillful personnel. And there is more demands for more working hours just because there's not enough people to cover the gaps. But in other industries, for example, retail or maybe the food and drinks industry, there is potential that this is more likely to happen. So people are afraid that the employers are going to have the upper hand. And by threatening people to be fired, they will force people to work up to 13 hours a day.
Why do you think the government's doing this? I mean, their line is that it's going to create a more flexible, more efficient labour market. Why do you think, though, that they've taken this decision or trying to?
I guess there is different issues and it's a very complicated question to answer. So I think the government is basically serving this narrative that this is going to benefit the people because they will be working more hours and they will be earning more money. But of course, this is 50% of the truth. In reality, what is happening is that prices are rising, rents are rising, utility bills are rising, and people need to work more hours to be able to cover these expenses. Now, working more hours is also problematic because, you know, 13 hours a day, it's not what you normally do. People are going to be more flexible in their working hours. They will not have personal time. They will be very tired at the end of the day. This is another issue that is impacting on the quality of their life. And there is also this other issue that is not currently discussed by the government or the media. And it has to do not with just the rising prices, but also with the rising taxation. So what we need to bear in mind here is that there is different tax bands for people earning salaries. So a salary is taxed with a certain amount of tax, yet overtime is taxed with another tax band, which is quite higher. Mm. So it might be that by the end of the year, all this overtime work is so severely taxed that it doesn't worth doing it.
Right. Plenty for the lawmakers and others to meditate over there. Thank you very much indeed to Yanis Smanois in Athens.